Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
life I knew to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be I know to compare with your imagination. Living dreamer. Beautiful dreamer. That's what we all have to be. Beautiful dreamers. That was Carolyn Malachi, and you can find her music at carolynmalachi.com. And before that, you experienced Pure Imagination, yet another opportunity to use that visual, that creative mind that we all are blessed with. I am Mombasa Sophira, and I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and always, 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 all love. Thank you for joining us on the play experience, this playground of life that I just love, love, love coming to every single week. I am right here, present and accounted for, and thankful for the opportunity to play, to passionately love and appreciate you and me, because we are one. We are one. There's no separation. It's one mind, heart, one soul of humanity, one source from whence we came. I give thanks today because you never know who you're going to meet up with. When you really get in the game, when you decide that I'm going to play, no matter what, no matter who did what, no matter who said what, I am here and I'm accounted for in this present moment. And I'm saying yes. Yes to the best that life has. Yes to the best that all is there for us. Everything. I am so thankful. As I sit here and I remember the life of the one Nelson Mandela, the love, one who loved humanity, one who exhibited his love throughout his entire life. When we all get that dash between our birth and when we leave, but it is the dash that is the most important thing. Yes, right now he's rejoicing. Where he is total and complete love now. It's total and complete. What we strive for all of our lives in our dash, he is completed to be recycled and remembered once again. So we give thanks in this moment and we say yes to life and life more abundantly. And so I really give thanks because, as I said, you never know who you're going to meet up when you really are playing the game of life. And I am so thankful today because who I see on the playground right now is someone who has really got the ball in hand and she is ready to hoop, hoop, hoop. She's ready to put it in the hoop, and I'm going to let you meet her right now. And her name is Andrea Rich. Yes, right. I said Rich. And you know how much I love that word, rich. I love when things are rich. Yes, indeed. And I have a good friend, Andrea Rich, who has a background in education and acting, theater, and film. And it brings her to the center stage as a creative developer of A. Rich Production. Her company and her natural talent as a production designer is all about her ability to clear the obstacles in the spirit of feng shui, which I love, as well as a high design sense that she has. She has also styled for DKN, New York, I guess it is, home, and done wardrobe styling for Emeril Lagasse, and has had her own redesign business within the private sector. Now, A. Rich Production provides a platform for uplifting informationally, now this is good because I love when people make up words because this is so good, informationally through educational programs and products. It has been a launch pad for creative entrepreneurs through the Divine Design Labs. And see, and all these words are just tickling my soul. I love Divine Design because everything is about Divine Design, Andrea. Andrea, welcome to the playground, Andrea.
Oh my God. My friend,
my playmate, thank you for joining us today. Playground of life. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, Kate Pasa. So I wanted to let everyone just hear your voice and your beingness, and you tell them, who is Andrea Rich?
Well, at this very moment, Andrea Rich is very humble and grateful to be here with you playing in the playground, because I think that's what life's about. That, like you said, we're here. This is a flash, and I'm full of Nelson Mandela right now in my heart. So how fascinating that I'm here with you this evening.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use that as a segue because you never know what you're going to talk about. And mm-hmm. It was always a fantasy of mine to be in that board of directors room with Nelson Mandela, Jimmy Carter, Richard Branson, those elders. I have held that vision forever. I guess I feel like I could be at that table with them because of what I hold to be true and who they are. So you and I and everyone listening is on that board right now because it's the spirit of such great excellence and being all you can be and being in truth. That says a little bit about me. But that's somewhere I always wanted to sit. And I guess like Star Trek, my board of directors would have all sorts of interesting beings on it. I'm in the process stepping into my game in a much bigger way, much, much bigger. So I'll just say I'm here tonight to be stepping into my game out in the world, much more. Everything you said are things I've done, and now it's shifting a bit, and new things are starting to happen. As I step up my game here on this playground. So unless you want some more details, I'm just going to let it fly like that.
Yes, but that's fine. Now, are you a speaker? Because you sound far away and you're kind of going in and out. I want you to be close.
No, I'm not on speakerphone, but hold on.
Okay.
Is this any better? Is this any better?
Yes, that is better. That is better. Are you have an earpiece on?
Yeah, you know what? I can hold on.
Yeah,
here it goes.
We gotta...
I just didn't want to catch on fire.
No. No, we can't let you do that. You already on fire.
I know.
Well, okay. It's all good. It's all good. That is better, and thank you.
Okay.
I really. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, you know, ever since I've been speaking with you and being around you, I have felt that spirit of love and the spirit of realness, you know. I mean, the way that you come is the way that you come. We all have masks or costumes that different times and points in our life, of course, because that's the learning. That's the remembering who we are, you know. But you strike me always, and I've said it many times, as someone who really had her finger on the essence of what life truly is about. And sometimes when we, the ones who have that, we sometimes what happens is we are, what do you call it, people don't really understand us because we are standing in that truth and we seek to stand in that truth. And so I see that a lot about you, and I really appreciate how you come when you come. And I laugh a lot of times. I just get so tickled because of that. And I can see how the work that you do, you do. You know, I can see how you ended up right here, right now, where you are on the playground of life, you know, because of the way that you, you know, bring that game. Can you tell us a little bit? I said some things about A Rich Production. Is that the main, portal from which you jump when you go out on the playground? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is that? And I know I didn't do it justice in terms of what you actually do with people. If I came to you at A Rich Production, what, and I needed some assistance, what would I be looking for, and what would you give me?
So A Rich Production is a pretty new baby of mine, a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And, you know, I'm like, someone has to use this name, and I've got the right first name to put with it. So there it is. And right now, if someone were to come to me and say, I want what you have, because that's really what happens when you go to sign on with another person, you know, what is it that I bring that somebody wants to be a part of more? And one of the first things I can say is clarity. I've had many programs in the year and a half I've had my business that are all around clearing obstacles and creating greater clarity for people's life purpose and definitely stepping up into their creativity. And the how and the why is because I am all about yoga. I've done yoga for 30 years at least and lifetimes of being a really yogini. I can do readings for people if that's what they want, something very simply, which I do tarot readings and intuitive readings. But what I do the best right now is launch a program that can have somebody playing in all the facets of themselves that bring themselves together holistically and healthfully. And that's what I'm launching in January, is a new program. So I figure we can talk about that.
Yes.
About that, because I cast a really big net. I draw to me misfits, seekers, truthful, wanting more truth in their life and more acknowledgement of that truth. And, maybe they don't fit. Maybe people who are just like, I just don't fit in this established quo. I just don't fit. And so I like to see, like, I'm helping people to put the piece of their puzzle in place. Or I often have a visual image of, like, a combination lock. You've been turning to the right, and then you turn to the left. And then when we talk, finally, we're turning it to the right there, and then it goes click. Because something is going to clear up. Something is going to get more in sync. Like, bingo, here's the key, let's go. And because I have a big tool bag. It's deep and wide and mystical, but it's also really practical. I love business in that way. I like responsibility in business. I like quality control in business. I can smell the bullshit from a mile away generally with people, and we're at a very interesting tipping point in society right now in that regard. So informationally, I am a writer. I write, and I like to give classes online in this kind of format, using my vision, my communication, and the written word. And then also let's pull in the acting theater part, because I like to see everything as the backdrop of this life is green, right? Like consciousness is the screen, and we're all players on that screen. Now let's write the script so that we're living as fully as we can, and let's break through the habits that make us very limited characters. So So that's the acting part, the theatrical part that I bring in, is really, you know, accessing you as what character? Like, are you limited by identities? Have you been pigeonholed as a sister, as a mother, to a point where it doesn't serve you, or, you know, that kind of thing? And is it serving you, or can we just bust out into a fully realized human being who can be truthful in all scenarios and realizing their creativity? So my programs are fun like that. I get pretty serious because, like, I just do. I'm real, like, deep, and but I love to play and I love to laugh. So let's go to the comedy and let's acknowledge, you know, we can acknowledge the tragedy.
Well, you're definitely talking. You're definitely talking my language, and I'm listening to you very intently. And hearing what you're saying and even what you're not. And when you said that about the misfits, I used to always say that we're the misfits of the universe, those of us who that I just spoke about earlier that just don't seem to fit in. Oh, you're way before your time. And that used to be almost like people were cursing me when they said that, you know, because of what society has deemed as to be a natural, normal way of being. But when we allow ourselves to really stretch into that fullness of who we are, you know, we become, and that's it. I call it becoming a life artist. And so when you even are, when you're talking the language that you're talking about acting and, you know, everything about the arts to me is purely God. You know, for me, it's the goodness and godness that exists in each of us. And what it sounds like you do so beautifully is to bring that creator from within the person. Does that sound like something that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm really stepping into my bigger vision now, and that really is a way to have an educational system that I can take into a big, big market, and I see it globally now. And, you know, perfect time because you brought up Misfit. My newest program, this is the first it's being, you know, I'm breathing it here to life on your show.
Wow.
So my new program is called Mind Your Own Business, A Misfit Guide, East-West Living. That's my new platform.
Say it again.
So it's Mind Your Own Business. So that's kind of a double entendre there. And it's a misfit's guide to East-West living. And it's a 22-day program. That's what I'm launching.
Okay. Now, you said that is a program. What is that?
I'm hearing water run. What's that?
I don't know. I have no idea what that was. It sounded like somebody was clapping for you. It sounded like there was a background of... No, didn't it? It sounded like the big crowds that be out there for Mandela and them, you know? That was clapping. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, all of them are clapping. In that boardroom, and now you are. I love it. They were giving you a round of applause. So now this mind your business, right?
Mind your own business.
Now, are there steps to this, or is there, can you give us a little bit about that before we go on a quick break? Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
I'm listening.
So a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, I wrote a book on the 22 archetypes in the tarot. They are the arcana, which means the mysteries, basically, are the arcana. And they're archetypes, and I wrote about them through a yoga perspective, okay? And so they're at the base of all my work,
because they're like characters on center stage. So the 22-day program is using all the archetypes, and they have, if there's a business, it's a way to get more into your business and get more into your leadership, responsibility, authenticity, and integrity, these kind of things. And so this verse is calling it steps. It's a journey. And you get to try on the different characters and what they embody and how they influence you to bring out the best part of you in all these different categories, like from the magician to the empress. And it's just a way. It's a fun way.
Wow.
But that's the 22 days that we're going to be journeying through them. And that's why, you know, a misfit would relate to that, because this is like taking very arcane knowledge and bringing it to the forefront as though, like, the sun comes up and the moon, you know, the moon comes up. And, you know, this is like, this isn't even debatable. These are really archetypes of who, of our noble self, right? And they do embody business concepts and ways to relate on the highest potential. So the mind your own business is like, you got to mind your own business to be in business, right? You got to take care of yourself. You have to put your nose in the right place and not into everybody else's. And then you be in service when you do that. So that's a little gist there.
Okay. Now I want to put, I want to hold that, because when we come back, I want you to, I want to see if we could, if that sounded like so much fun. I started getting excited right here, right now. So I would love to maybe do a little bit. Maybe you could just do a little bit. We could do a little bit of it. How about that? Just
okay.
Just a tinge. Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
That was Carly Jackson, I Am Affirmation. And we're back. We're back with Andrea Rich, and we're about to have a big fun right about now. Andrea, are you here, my sister?
I am here.
Great. Yes, indeed. And we are ready. I have someone that is on the line that actually wants to engage in this playful nature that we're doing right now. And I'm going to bring her in. And she wants to see if we can practice with her. So we're bringing her in right now. DRC, are you there? DRC, I don't hear you. Are you
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Hey, DRC.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, DRC. Oh, wow.
Okay, so Andrea, can you explain to DRC what this is that you're about to take her through? Just whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, we're just going to act like DRC is coming to you to do this playful thing.
Mm-hmm.
This playful, serious thing.
So how are you doing, DRC?
I'm doing wonderful. So good to hear your voice.
Yeah, thank you. Yours too.
Thank you.
I always feel like it's like this is your life. And when she said your name, I'm like, it
must be. Voice from a past.
You know, it must be. Right, it must be so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm ready, I think, for whatever you have for me.
What do I have?
I'm here.
You?
I'm present.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's see. Here's what I would say. Let's say we were going to embark on this little journey together, and I would ask you to consider, you know, what it is in your life that you want. Like, what kind of desire is there that's, like, really tickling you but it's not fully realized? I'd have you take a moment just to have a picture. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then let me just check in here. So there's somewhere you've been hesitant. Been hesitating or waiting for the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of that. Little hesitation, like, hold on. So, take a big breath. Take a really nice full breath in through your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Fill your chest and go down into your belly. Fill your belly. And then a nice long exhale. Now, in this next breath, I'm going to have you bring the breath in through the crown of your head and bring it, just have it bathe your brain. Have it bathe your brain. And bring it to your third eye. Bring the breath to your third eye. And at the peak of that inhalation, right at your third eye, exhale and let it bathe your senses now. The here, the now, the present. This is you bringing in cosmic breath awareness. And keep that focus right now on your third eye. And relax your eyes, your literal eyes. And see a picture of what it is that maybe 2014 might hold for you. If you were going to really play full out. And now exhale once. Take another breath in through your nose.
Exhale out your mouth. Another breath in through your nose and exhale out your mouth. And see yourself sitting and begin to let anything fall off of your body, off of your being that you no longer need. Just see it fall. Old identity, anything. Just let things fall. Even if you have to take off a jacket, just start letting things open up, anything clear away. And now star showers are going to begin to just fall on you, on the crown of your head, all over your skin. They're going to illuminate you. Bathing you. Feeling that wholeness. And take another breath. And now have a vision in that third eye again of what 2014. Just one picture. One picture. And now I'm going to stop talking. You can share with me at any moment anything that's coming in to focus, that's kind of like, something doesn't fit right. What's happening for you at this moment?
Well, I guess one little thing about me, I've always been a cheerleader of other souls for many, many years, and over the years, all that looks like to me is just that I'm just a nice person. And I think I've taken it for granted for many years that just being nice is, you know, that it's, you know, I've just been wondering, how great is it to just be nice? What does it really mean that I'm a nice person? Deep down inside, I know that I want to make an impact, but the impact I want to make is I really want to see the people that I'm being nice to, I really want to see their lives being changed as a result of them being in my space, in my circle. And I think right now at this time in my life, I'm trying to define that for myself. What is that? What is this? What's another way to define what this niceness is? I guess I'm trying to bring it from the invisible to the visible. Because people keep asking me, who are you? What do you do? And that's the very thing I'm trying to get a good picture of, and I need some help bringing it to the forefront, or
so that's
just stating what it is.
Face. Yeah. I saw you put on a brave face. This face, I saw like your head tilted back a little bit, and this face projecting outward. Like this is the face that you've had to put on.
Mm-hmm.
Just what you were describing. It's nice, and so. Have you ever looked up the word nice in the dictionary?
I guess not lately.
Mm-hmm.
I can.
Well,
I have my laptop
up right now. So something has got to give here for you. Pleasant, agreeable, satisfactory, pleasant
mm-hmm.
manner, good nature, kind, fine or subtle. Archaic, fastidious, scrupulous. Make nice. So let's take that one, make nice. That's a good, because it has some kind of verbiage to it. You know, making nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like some old, like how to use that to like really be authentic now.
That's what I want.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I say to you, make nice, what comes into like your stomach? How do you feel when I say make, Darcy, make nice?
Make nice.
Uh-huh. Just go with me. Don't think too much.
Okay.
What happens in your stomach when I say that?
I smile. I get happy. I feel like I can do whatever it is I want to do. I want to motivate.
Mm-hmm.
I want to motivate others. I want to inspire others to do the same, because something in me tells me that when that happens, when I do that, it brings about the harmony that people so often discount and make light of, but yet just talking right now about it, it's like this lump in my throat. It just, and tears want to come to my eyes because I can feel the depth of making nice, of the importance of what it is, and I so want to get that message out to other people without just saying, be nice, because people don't seem, many don't seem to get it.
Because, you know, you can be fierce while you're making nice. You have to be, like, this nice thing, this is, like, steeped in the polite girl and all
right.
these things, and there's some restriction there.
Restriction?
Yeah. Like the lump in the throat, you know. And, you don't have to disagree. It's more like, how can we use this in a fierce way?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, there's something about you that is so deep and so robust that, like, you don't even, your presence and your smile is very effective. Like, I already know, wow, it's nice to be around you. Now you're fierce. There's something very fierce, because there's something you want to say.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I saw this brave face, and when I was asking you about this visualization, there was like some kind of coat on. I didn't see so much like things needing to fall away from you, but I saw you wearing maybe an ill-fitting jacket, or maybe too tight. Too tight. And that's it. There's just like this restriction.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not like anything you have to do anything about. But it's all in your words. Because you just said it, you know, you've been nice and you've been nice for centuries and, you know, okay, great. So what now? For
right.
you. Because
right.
for you to be what you want for others.
Mm-hmm.
Is your key, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's so much that holds that key without apology. Like, just being so much that there's like a fire, because you're real watery, too. You're real, like, you know, there's this beautiful depth and generosity of spirit. I see you kind of like picking up, like, and having to kind of pull some of that in and pulling it, like, right into your heart. And just having, like, saying, there's this little fire in my heart that I need to kindle a little bit right now. And breathe right into that center in your heart.
Yeah.
And what position is your head in right now? Like, is your neck straight?
It is now.
Was it kind of bent back?
It was.
Mm-hmm. You're restricting. Like, have that forehead straight out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have that vision for yourself straight out there. And that fire in your heart, just really, like that heart, like, you know, they say in the Vedantic teachings, our heart is like a deer. Our heart is very fickle. But then when we bring discernment through our third eye, and then we bring the heart and the third eye together, like straight ahead, like a laser beam,
mm-hmm.
see that meeting right there. See a meeting place from your heart and your third eye. Because you've got so much wisdom, and I'm just saying there's some level of discernment. I am rambling now. But it's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Mm-hmm. And don't cut off that flow in your neck. Like when you bend
uh-huh.
your head back like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, bring your shoulders down, open your chest out, and have that forehead. You have this, do you have kind of like a sloping, like does your forehead come up and kind of go back a little bit?
Yeah.
So you've compromised more than you've wanted to.
Mm.
You haven't wanted to compromise all the time, and I think you know what I'm talking about. This
mm-hmm.
isn't a blanket statement for everybody. This is specific mm-hmm. to you in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a level of knowing right now that has something to do with compromise.
Mm-hmm.
What did we say before? Restriction. Need to free up so you're not feeling restricted.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of playing nice or being nice, there's a way you can make yourself feel this authentic you
mm-hmm.
that's already nice. You don't have to do anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't stop it from happening. Don't stop this flow of energy that's trying to come through. Straightening that neck.
Yeah.
Now what's happening in your throat? In your jaw. You still have a lump in your throat?
Not now. No, I'm just, you know, trying to follow you and be open.
You didn't swallow anything, did you, that you didn't want to swallow?
No, I thought I'm just trying to follow you and
yeah.
just be
mm-hmm.
open to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So now if you close your eyes, just see, go right to your third eye, keeping your head straight. And what kind of vision do you see that wants to be fulfilled? Just a simple one, a real simple one. It doesn't have to be grand, falutin, highfalutin, just a simple.
Just feeling free to communicate who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Being who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the message seems to be just don't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
The restriction, you know? Mm-hmm. And face the world with that forehead, you know, and the heart together.
Makes sense.
And of course you can always tilt your head back, but that I don't know why that vision came in so strongly.
Mm.
And it's just like you're gentle and fierce at the same time. It's an amazing combination you have.
Yeah. Andrea, there is probably, I'm feeling like there's a little piece of information I can give you. That might have something to do with with the, I guess, rigidity on my part. Like I said, I've known for years that, you know, people have always said, oh, you're so nice, you're so sweet, and eventually I began to feel like that was a good thing, and that there's, you know, something that I do with that. But at the same time, others I would hear others talk about how important it is for us to go to school and get an education and become this and become that. And I was one of those that had already, you know, been married and raised kids and everything and didn't go to school at first. But I had fought the urge to go back to school because I didn't want to, the niceness or whatever this is that I'm being, I didn't want to become, in my mind I had this idea that if I went to school, and I know this sounds crazy, but that I was going to all of a sudden have to conform and be whoever that is that I'm being was no longer, I wasn't going to be able to be just that. I was going to have to be now this person with these titles, and I've always wanted to remain who I am. It's kind of hard to explain in this short period of time, but so I'm hoping you're kind of getting the gist of what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's been the pull for me, is that I don't want to lose who this is that I am, what you just described. Are we running out of time?
Yeah. we're running out, but you two are definitely connected, and I am so happy that, you know, I had to step out of that. I was like, oh, boy, Angela is showing up on this playground big time. So, and D'Arcy, let me just tell you something, D'Arcy. How about Andrea? She, as she came on this playground, it showed up. Did she not?
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
D'Arcy just has to do it her own way, and I'll tell you what.
Yes,
your education
does.
Has been the school of life. That is your, you have been educated.
Yes, indeed.
I am declaring
yes,
it. This is, here's your diploma.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, what I want to say is I want y'all to connect, but I want you, Andrea, to please give your website again where people can find you, because they're going to be looking for you for sure.
Okay. It's A Rich Production, not plural, arichproduction.com. And,
okay.
Or, yeah. And, you know, anyone, if you want, I have a savings page. I think it's arichproduction.com/save. Where I'll have little
okay.
things come up that I place on there. But
all
yeah,
right.
Stay in touch with me,
okay.
And we're going to do some revamping on the site to reflect the new program. And yeah.
Well, this song is for you. This is Gina Renee. It's Be the Change. You can find her on her Facebook, Gina Renee. We're going to go out with Gina Renee. Thank you, my wonderful, lovely sisters. And I'm giving you a big hug. Love you.
Mm. Love you.
All right.
Thank you both.
All right. Thanks, Andrea. All right. This is on Bossy Sophia. I love you. I bless you. I thank you for being support. And I'm looking for you on the playground next week. All love from Bossy out. I'm going to be the change. It's all in me.
The vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about. Do you?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.